It's time for Brother Larry's Sinner's Sunday. Oh yeah. You tell him, Larry. Brother Larry coming at ya.
Thank you, Brother Dre. Thank you, Lariats, and welcome. Welcome, everybody, to Sinner's Sunday. Happy September. Summer is waning and autumn closing in. As Bob Seger sang, I often say how this is a Sunday gathering like no other in the world, and I'd be willing to bet that no preacher you know has ever quoted Bob Seger. But then, I'm no preacher. I'm just a guy who likes to get together with some friends every other Sunday and kick around things of a spiritual nature. There's nothing very spiritual about the song that lyric is from, Night Moves, but hey, if God had a problem with that, he'd have created a race of bodiless souls, huh? Casper people. So Seeger's song, and today being the first day of September, sparks a couple of thoughts. One is the passage of time, and it's so damn subtle and sneaky, we don't even see it until it's way, way in the rearview mirror, huh? Like trying to see the minute hand on a clock move. You can't, but it sure is. There's a variety of bamboo that grows 3 feet in a single day, but you can't see that motion either. And even though this very sphere is spinning at 1,000 miles an hour, even from the moon, it still looks immobile. No one's figured out how to look ahead in time, so plenty of guys enjoy looking back, like some archaeologists in Israel who say they've just found the location where J.C., that would be that big, long-haired, bearded, sandal-wearing Jewish guy we're so fond of, the place is called Bethsaida, and they figure it's where J.C. restored a blind man's sight. In fact, J.C. restored the sight of 4 different people, but this event had its own location and unique story. It's kind of a cool passage from the book of Mark. This is how it goes. They came to Bethsaida, and some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. When he had spit on the man's eyes and put his hands on him, Jesus asked, "Do you see anything?" He looked up and said, "I see people. They look like trees walking around." Once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. Then his eyes were opened, his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. There's a lot going on in that little passage. First, J.C. takes him by the hand and leads him outside the village. I'd be pretty terrified being blind and led by a stranger. But the blind man was cool with it. That there is a demonstration of faith. And once J.C. led him outside the village, he was probably alone with him. Makes it even scarier. More faith. And then what's next? He spits in the guy's eyes. Whoa, what's that about? Spitting in someone's eye is maybe the most overt act of contempt you can show another person. But again, this blind guy is cool with it. And then J.C. asks the blind man how he can see. And he says, people look like trees. Ooh, he's got Mr. Magoo vision. Imagine opening your eyes after a LASIK procedure and seeing tree people. Malpractice, here we come. But tree people or not, he was at least seeing something. So he hung in there. And then J.C. puts his hand on the guy's eyes again, maybe rubs them a little, and says, well, how about now? It's almost like the optometrist flipping the lenses on those goggles. It's called the phoropter. Better or worse, huh? So the guy opens his eyes again, and shazam, 20/20 vision. So what was going on there? A terrific demonstration of faith for one, but why did it take J.C. 2 tries? He could walk on water, raise the dead, make gold coins appear in a fish's mouth, throw demons into swine. Why would a simple roadside corneal replacement surgery take 2 attempts. And he did it in such a non-spiritual way, huh? He could probably have waved a hand around the guy's face, or crossed his arms and blinked, or shot healing rays from his fingertips, or just silently willed it. But the way he did it was awfully low-tech. But more importantly, it was graphic, memorable. JC was not only trying to help a person who desperately needed it, he was doing a little multitasking there. He was working on a social media campaign without the benefit of MP4s or JPEGs or Twitter to distribute them. He had to get his message out the old-fashioned way, word of mouth. And so when the blind guy went back to his friends and said, "Hey, I always imagined you were taller than that." And they said, "How the hell did you get eyes that work?" It makes for a much more vivid, unforgettable story than just saying, "I don't know, some nice big bearded dude just made it happen." There's nothing visual there, nothing really repeatable, nothing that would stick in your mind. But to do it with a symbol that, since the dawn of time, is an act that always meant hatred and contempt, usually a prelude to violence, wow. There's just so much more to be gleaned from that story. The messages were he really was the Son of God. He had the power to give sight, stop hating each other, take care of one another, heal, don't hurt. He took an ugly act of hostility and turned it inside out. And so, word got around. And here I am, retelling the story from the other side of the world 2,000 years later. I guess JC was pretty good at public relations. And the restoration of sight is just dripping with meaning, huh? Because even the most sharp-eyed of us can wander through life semi-blind, never looking beyond our own need and greed, choosing not to see those that might want some help, focusing on someone's flaws instead of their virtues, turning a perfectly functioning yet blind eye to truth while gazing adoringly at lies and deception and the enticements of man-made crap. Or just clamping our eyes shut and refusing to look at ourselves, not the flawless, fabulous, fun-loving digital versions of ourselves we fabricate on Facebook and Instascam. So as autumn closes in, maybe it's time to check our vision. Autumn is the most beautiful season. Those flaming leaves, formations of geese up in the sky, technicolor sunsets, smoke curling from chimneys. The glare of the sun isn't so intense. There's less haze to cut through. When we next meet here, at this creaky old chapel, we'll be on the doorstep of autumn. Maybe we'll have some chestnuts along with the barbecue, lay in some harvest brews, but none of that pumpkin-flavored swill, mind you. Autumn is it's a great time to see time, and how fast it's whipping by. We spend a third of our lives with our eyes closed. When they're open, why not look at what really matters? Hey, thanks for hanging with us today. If you want to contribute to this ministry, go to patreon.com/thatlarryshow. Write to me at thatlarryshow@gmail.com and come on, hang with us this Tuesday or thereabouts for the regular show. Until next time, be on the lookout for truth.